late founder of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, made landmark history in our country in 1979. He was Iran's supreme leader from then to June 3, 1989, when he bid the world farewell. Arash Khalatbari gives us a glimpse of the way of life of this powerful yet humble leader.
Deep in a village in northern Tehran, in narrow streets where the merchants, barbers, shopkeepers, and other residents have been passing through for years, there was a house that looked the same as other houses. Yet it was different, not because of its walls and floor, but because of the character that lived in it. Here is where Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of Iran's Islamic Republic.
Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini was the leader of Iran's 1979 revolution. The revolution toppled the Shah of Iran and changed Middle East politics forever. But Imam Khomeini's power and charisma lacked the kind of power that comes from materialistic things. People loved him, admired him, and listened to him because he had a simple life, and they could relate to him.
When people speak of Ayatollah Khomeini's way today, the most important element is the simplicity. This way of life is what he tried to teach his followers and admirers.
Ayatollah Khomeini actually lived in this house for almost the last 10 years of his life, which was the height of his power. This house was rented the whole time. He could have ordered the palace be built for him anytime he wanted to, but he didn't.
یکی از ویژگی‌های شاخص و بارز حضرت امام ساده زیستی و ساده زندگی کردن حضرت امام بود که شما این ویژگی رو در تمام ادوار عمر شریف ایشون شاهد هستید به ویژه در بعد از پیروزی انقلاب و در دوران اقتدار و قدرت حضرت امام شما میبینید امام مکانی رو برای محل زندگیشون انتخاب میکنن و نوع جایی رو انتخاب میکنن برای محل زندگیشون که در اوج سادگی و به هر حال در پایین‌ترین سطح زندگی مردم هست.
The custodian of Ayatollah Khomeini's house told us about his simple way of life.
تو همین جای کوچیک تصمیم‌های بزرگ گرفته می‌شد، شخصیت‌های بزرگی می‌میدن. یک رئیس جمهوری بود از اروپا اومده تو حسینیه. ایشون میگه من 5 سال تو کشورم دارم حکومت می‌کنم. الان که اومدم زندگی امام رو می‌بینم، ساده زیستی امام رو می‌بینم، خونه امام رو می‌بینم، با خودم فکر کردم یه فرد عادی نبوده. کسی نبوده که برای ریاست و پول و قدرت انقلاب کرده باشه، چون برای خدا بوده موفق بوده.
Ayatollah Khomeini's way of life sends a message to all those whose thirst for money and brute power is insatiable. The message is very clear. Have a simple lifestyle and be able to see. And don't distract yourself with material toys that only enable you to look. The tourists that had come to visit Ayatollah Khomeini's house were impressed with the simple way of life.
جينا نشوف كيف كان عايش ببيته وكيف كانوا الظلام عايشين هن ببيته وهو كيف كان عايش متواضع مثل كل هالعالم جينا يعني انه محبة فيه ومحبة بتواضعه وبإيمانه الكبير بيه
نحن نزيد نشوف الإمام الخميني مقد الإمام الخميني على تواضعه على بساطته نحن سمعنا عنه كثير بس وقت اللي جينا لعنده شفنا شيء أكثر من هيك يعني
Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, but it takes the sophisticated man to show the world how not relying on luxury and shine of gold to create the real power, the power of people relating to you.
The This is Ayatollah Khomeini's famous chair. It's not famous because it's made of valuable jewels and gems. It's famous because it's a simple chair with a cover on it.
Simplicity is the nature of great souls. The charisma of great souls is rooted in simplicity and does not need the shine of gold to illuminate. Ayatollah Khomeini's charisma brought millions of Iranians together in Iran's 1979 revolution, made them into a single fist that toppled the Pahlavi regime and established Islamic Republic of Iran.
The chairs in this palace are about 200 years old, are handmade, and kings used to sit on them. But the famous chair is the chair in Ayatollah Khomeini's house. Why is it famous? Because it's simple, and Ayatollah Khomeini chose not to get his power from material things like a chair.
It's very different from anything in Canada. It's a lot richer. There's a lot more like marble, for instance.
Ayatollah Khomeini passed away in 1989, but his legacy still lives today. Arash Khalatbari, reporting for Iran.